Trump's Senate allies are similarly geriatric. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, 77, graduated from the University of Louisville when tuition ran just $330 a year, and Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, 86, was kindergarten age before the chocolate chip cookie was invented in 1938. It's not just Republicans. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, 79, and two of the top Democratic presidential candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden, 77, and Senator Bernie Sanders, 78, were born before the discovery of the polio vaccine and the bikini. Many of the lawmakers who must now grapple with questions of net neutrality, cyber warfare, and how to regulate Facebook were approaching retirement age when social media was invented. Of course, age isn't everything. Sanders, whose politics broadly reflect the preferences of the rising millennial electorate, has emerged as a Democratic front runner in part because of his popularity among young voters, while Buttigieg is most popular among older, more moderate Democrats. And Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 86, has become a hero among young liberal women. Nor will a generational uprising come all at once. Young people have historically voted at much lower rates than older people, and factors like geography, gerrymandering, and voter suppression efforts, which tend to disenfranchise college students and new voters, will conspire to diminish the power of millennials as the largest voting bloc. It may take years or even decades for millennials to be proportionally represented in the halls of power, but a progressive youth quake is coming. Research has shown that people's experience in early adulthood have the greatest impact on their lifelong political leanings, and millennials, for the most part, have experienced an America riven by inequality, endless wars, a financial collapse, a student debt crisis, and inertia in the face of climate change. All that has made them distinctly more liberal than their elders. The America we grew up in is nothing like the America our parents or our grandparents grew up in, Ocasio-Cortez told me in an interview in her Capitol Hill office last year. A lot of what we have to deal with are issues and decisions that were made by people in generations before us. According to Pew, 57% of millennials hold consistently or mostly liberal opinions, while only 12% report having conservative views. Even Buttigieg, who is often cast as a moderate in this Democratic presidential primary, is significantly more liberal than centrists of the previous generation, favoring universal health care, student debt relief, and urgent action on climate change. He is also openly gay, which just a generation ago might have disqualified him from the South Bend's mayor's office, let alone the presidency.